Last week we shared the first part of a new two-part Saint Nick Squad adventure. This week, Blitz Jinglepot returns in the conclusion to our holiday tale. Stay tuned.
Professor Theo's Mystery Lab.
I'm Professor Theo. Welcome. I won't make you wait any longer, listeners. Not after last week's cliffhanger.
Saint Nick Squad 8, Part 2. Blitz Jinglepot and the Mad Multiverse.
Santa was zapped into a portal to another dimension, and the Saint Nick Squad was on a rescue mission. It was an elf named Blitz Jinglepot that cracked the multiverse code. "I found him," Blitz announced. Jingle, Snowflake, and other Saint Nick Squad agents were thrilled. Blitz continued, "We'll need a sleigh. Do you have a backup sleigh and some second string reindeer? Time for Patches, Bootsy, Sprinkles, Frostino, Gallopslot, and Hickory Wishby. That's Santa's string of backup just-in-case reindeer." Blitz blasted off in Santa's substitute sleigh, Jingle and Snowflake in tow. "We're in for a wild ride, y'all. Hang on tight." Blitz seemed far too excited about the whole adventure. He fiddled with the instruments and made calculations, steering the reindeer this way and that, attempting to find just the right place. "The portal! Full speed ahead!" Blitz focused. Suddenly, all were shot into an alternate universe. Blitz's Santa locating beacon confirmed they were in the right place. "Where is he?" Jingle asked. "Let's find him and get out of here," Snowflake added. "That may be easier said than done," Blitz asserted. "Santa is in jail." Operation Rescue Santa had entered its second phase. Jingle and Snowflake's Christmas caroling provided adequate distraction, allowing Blitz to sneak into police headquarters and find Santa. "Blitz?" Santa was shocked. "What did they do to you?" Blitz questioned, inspecting the force field around Santa's cell. "They put that up because I kept magicking my way out." "Ha!" Blitz laughed as he disabled the system and eased Santa out of confinement. "You want to go back home?" "Ho, ho! Uh-oh! Run! To the air ducts!" Santa yelled. Police were now in hot pursuit of our North Pole duo. No chimneys in sight, Santa and Blitz worked their magic by way of the building's air ducts and soon found themselves outside. It wasn't long before police officers surrounded them, closing in. Suddenly, Jingle and Snowflake to the rescue. "Hop in," Snowflake commanded, as Jingle speedily and stealthily guided the sleigh to Santa's side. Santa and Blitz jumped in, and the quartet was off, narrowly avoiding capture from a stunned police crew. "Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night," Santa bellowed as they rocketed into the air. Navigating between dimensions can be tricky. One wrong move, and you might find yourself in the land of... "Are those dinosaurs?" Santa hollered. "Get us out of here," Jingle and Snowflake screamed in unison, as a T-Rex pounced and a flustered Blitz steered them into the air and through another portal. The festive troop found their way to a land where the Grinch was the good guy and Santa was feared. "Not it," Snowflake uttered. "Next," Blitz screamed. In another land, Loki attempted to steal their sleigh. In yet another, Santa's mystical headquarters were located alongside some nice beachfront property in South Carolina. "Now this I could get used to," Blitz commented. Finally, Blitz Jinglepot located the right portal, and our backup team of reindeer guided the secondary sleigh, and its four inhabitants, Jingle, Snowflake, Blitz, and Santa, happily back to the correct North Pole home. "But Christmas was missed by so many," Jingle sadly expressed. "Not to fear," Santa stated. "I have some time-traveling teen friends in splendid West Virginia that I believe can help us to turn back the clock." And that they did. Though that is a story for another day. Eventually, thankfully, all was right with Christmas that year. To say the least, it was the wildest, weirdest, and most exciting Christmas Kris Kringle had ever encountered, and not one he hoped to repeat anytime soon. "I owe you a lot, Blitz. You saved me. You saved Christmas. Sure you won't stick around?" Santa inquired. "No, I've got my sights set on a beach chair and a good book." "Thanks anyway," Blitz answered. Santa thanked Blitz, and Blitz bade goodbye to Jingle and Snowflake and the rest of the St. Nick Squad agents. And then Blitz disappeared southward toward his Myrtle Beach home. He promised to come back to visit soon. The end. For now, listeners. And that brings us to the end of this year's St. Nick Squad Tale. Our sixth annual here on the podcast, the eighth story overall, going back to 2016. I hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back soon, listeners. In the meantime, whatever holiday you celebrate, may it be the best ever. I wish you nothing but joy in what remains of 2023 and a prosperous, wonderful, wild, and weird 2024. A new year right around the corner. Be good to yourself, listeners. Be good to each other.
Professor Theo's Mystery Lab is written and read by Jonathan Joy.
And Levi Joy.
I'm Rissy Joy, the proud wife and mother of these two. Please rate and review the podcast on iTunes. Spread the word. Tell a friend. If you don't, Professor Theo might turn you into a tree.
A Christmas tree!
If he could do that type of thing, I mean. Also, please consider supporting this project by making a small monthly pledge at ProfessorTheo.com. You can email our family at theprofessortheo@gmail.com or tweet at us at Theo_mystery. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week.